is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now your money is just about worthless. And the Fed will keep printing more and more money. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By buying gold before your cash is worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? Well, by buying 1 gram at a time. This is so important, because gold is the future. For as little as $65 or 50 euros, you can trade in your almost worthless cash for something real, something you can hold. Carrot bars. Which keeps its value and can be stored securely and is easily accessible just like a savings account. But an account backed by your gold. Garrett Bars International, a savings account you can count on.
Garrett Bars, the affordable, portable, and storable secure gold currency. For more information about Karat Bars and how to acquire Karat Bars gold 1 gram at a time, look for the banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Back for the second hour, ladies and gentlemen, Lord of the National Intel Report. I am your host and moderator, John Stadtmiller. On this 6th day of November, 2014. Anybody notice, by the way, what's happening with gold and silver as the stock market again approaches all-time highs? And, of course, the United States dollar is up to 88, I think, 01 on the exchanges, and everything is just happy and rosy. I'm sorry, I thought they quit quantitative easing last week. Whoops, well, that was a lie. We're still doing it, but we're calling it something else, and nobody's going to talk about it, so it doesn't exist. I see. Pat in Arkansas. Hello, Pat.
Hello. My response to John, who ran for public office.
Yeah.
With all due respect, I agree with you. And this is, he's probably aware of this, and you are too, but for the listening audience, to see what Arkansas has been through, just Google Chip Tatum Chronicles, Mena, Arkansas.
Yeah, the Mena, yes, the cocaine cowboys were alive and well, yeah, in Arkansas, yeah.
I think everybody in Arkansas, one way or another, was touched by this. And
oh, well, you guys had dead kids on railroad tracks, and you had cocaine being flown in from Colombia. I mean, direct flights. I mean, when the Clintonistas were operating in what was it? Was it Hope, Arkansas, or Hope Springs, or where are they from?
I don't know.
Oh, come on! It's one of your state monikers.
I mean, there's so much going on, I can't keep track of it. And you brought up, you know, the election about Democrats and Republicans. I don't know which is which. We had Tom Cotton run against Mark Pryor, and Tom Cotton won.
Okay.
Well, I was asking my son, you know,
okay,
Tom
well,
Cotton
is
probably...
Wait a minute here, Pat. Those are just names. I'm not in Arkansas. They don't mean a hill of beans to me. Well, which was Cotton picking? Who was the Democrat? Who was the Republican?
Tom Cotton is a Republican, okay. And he unseated Pryor, who's a Democrat.
Okay, and what kind of politician is Mr. Cotton?
United States Senator. And Tom Cotton ran on the Republican ticket, but I was asking my son, you know, he was posing in his military helmet and proudly touting the fact he served in Afghanistan and Iraq, strong pro-life, which means he's against abortion. And I asked my son, well, don't the people in Iraq and Afghanistan have the right to live, too?
Ooh, you know,
I don't know, it's a little contradictory to me.
Wow. Gosh, Pat, you took the thought right out of my head.
Would think of this. And another thing I would like to add, this thing about Aaron Brockovich, you know, and the pollution of the corporations.
Right.
That was... around the Memorial Day, the major lakes, most of them in Arkansas, had to be shut down to swimming and boating because of the high E. coli content. And Dr. Mercola, in his articles, the high price of cheap chicken, Tyson's chicken plant, and I mean he's a big corporate. The runoff, you know, from the chicken farms,
They're
all over Arkansas. The chicken farms, factory farming, but I mean they are. Lots of money.
Pat, hang on a second. Let me digress here for a moment. What did your son say when you gave him the analogy about he's pro-life, but he didn't have any problem going over to the Middle East and killing kids?
But I think John's energies would be better expended by supporting small family-owned farms and organic farming, and that's just my condition. I can't control anyone. Thank you for your time.
All right, Pat. I don't think the woman could hear me, because I asked her a pointed question at least once, and she responded, maybe she's running for political office. Ask a direct question and get a direct deflection, yes. At any rate, this happened the other day, a couple of days ago, and I didn't get a chance to get around to doing the article. And I want to thank Mr. Herzog, that I know you're listening today, Mr. Hertzy, unless you're on the phone right now, for filling in for me. Thank you very much for doing that. I was not able to get around to this article, but let me preface this by playing this. Now, this is a report by Dave Acton, and something is happening with Christine Lagarde. And it ain't good. There seems to be about $500 million missing, and, well, they're indicting her in France.
Hey, everybody. Dave Acton checking in. Thanks for watching. This is where the truth battles lies. And today we're looking into Morticia Lagarde. She's the managing director of the International Monetary Fund. We're going to go through three things very quickly. Pass the word. Something is amiss. Something is afoot. Something doesn't smell right. Lots of things going on now. In case you don't know, the International Monetary Fund is a creation of the United States. I think it's over at 19th Avenue or in Wisconsin, over by DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. So you don't have to waste your time driving over to the Federal Reserve to have a protest. You can organize a protest in front of the International Monetary Fund. So let's take a quick look. First of all, let's find out what the director, Morticia Lagarde, is up to.
$1 million overcharges that it failed to report multiple network outages. And the head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, has been reportedly put under formal investigation in connection to a French corruption case. So a French court is investigating a $531 million payment to a businessman when Lagarde was the country's finance minister. Lagarde has denied wrongdoing, said she had no intention of resigning over the investigation. Here's a look at...
Okay, so she gets put under investigation for some shenanigans when she was in France. What's the first thing she does? She runs over to the White House. Here's the press schedule. And she has a private meeting with the vice president and the president, or as I like to say, the temporary occupant of the White House. So that all happened today on Election Day. Interesting that he would drop everything. He would interrupt his Ebola press meetings and his Ebola briefings to sit down with Morticia Lagarde and have this discussion. So you'll find it there. International Monetary Fund with the Vice President. Closed meeting, secret meeting. I wonder if that meeting had anything to do with her going to Congress and asking for $750 billion. And you know what's really funny? You can't find any of this information easily. You really have to screw around on Google to find these things. So it's interesting. Let's just take a look at the three events. She gets indicted, essentially, in France for some kind of investigation. And we're not talking jump change. We're talking, you know, $1 billion here. Then she runs over to the White House to have lunch with the temporary occupant and his babysitter, the vice president, working out a strategy, and jumps in the limo, runs over to Congress, and asks for $750 billion to...
Well, she's being indicted for stealing $500 million. Everybody's got to make a profit, right? Now, we'll give you the story about what Lagarde is pushing in Europe, and it ain't good.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So, what is the dear lady up to over in Europe? Now, a little preface to this. Remember what happened to the pigs, you know, Portugal, Ireland, Greece, Spain. Remember that little isle over there that up and declared one day that Cyprus said, hey, You business people have deposits on account? We're going to take a percentage of that, an account we can, and there's nothing you can do to stop us. Well, and then shortly afterwards, we heard little noises coming out of, oh, Canada, about basically the same thing that, you know, if the banks get in a little bit of trouble, we're just going to start grabbing chunks of money here and there. No big deal. We're here to save the banks, so everybody will be whole. Yeah. And, of course, little whispers here of that inside the United States. Well, it's now official. 2 days ago, on November 4th, she was making some statements, and some statements they were. There was a meeting that happened on October 9th, I do believe. And the report is as follows, and this is from Forbes. I read a little bit about this the other day, but this is really important, because as we have seen the little investment banks on Wall Street spread the disease, greedy hands all over the world making a buck out of mortgage-backed securities and collateralized debt obligations and give it a name for whatever mechanism they come up with to rip people stupid. The International Monetary Fund quietly dropped a bomb in its October Fiscal Monitor report titled Taxing Times. The report paints a dire picture for the advanced economies with high debt that failed to aggressively mobilize domestic revenue. And again, let me reference you back to where did all this debt come from? Well, the responsible bankers that just kept loaning money to governments they knew could never pay it back. That's called business, man. That's banker business. It goes on to build a case for drastic measures and recommends a series of escalating income and consumption tax increases, culminating in the direct confiscation of assets. Yeah, you heard me. But don't take it from me. The report itself says the sharp deterioration of the public finances. Wait a minute. Let me stop. I'm never going to be able to get through this. I know I'm not. The deterioration of the public finances. What public and what finances are they talking about? There isn't anything public that anybody is controlling except the bankers and their minions. So let's get past that. Deterioration of the public finances in many countries have revived interest in a capital levy, a one-off tax on private wealth, as an exceptional measure to restore debt sustainability. Notice the words, restore debt sustainability. Now that, in unto itself, is very telling. Because what is the currency that we deal with? And I don't give a damn what it is. Anywhere on the globe, it is debt currency. So they are exactly right. But probably the people that read even Forbes magazine that think they're highfalutin businessmen, they're in the know, they're in the loop. Hey, I know what's going on. Probably wouldn't even have caught that. Debt sustainability? How about not being in debt and not being subjugated to you banker bastards? If I was a Forbes reader, that's what I would be thinking, but I'm a little ahead, I guess, ahead of their curve. Now, the appeal is such that a tax, if it's implemented before avoidance is possible, and there's a belief, I'm still reading from the report, that it will never be repeated, does not distort behavior. The conditions for success are strong, but also need to be weighed against the risk of the alternatives, which include repudiating public debt or inflating it away. The tax rates needed to bring down public debt. And let me stop once here again. To bring down the public debt. That's because the corporations that call themselves governments, dealing with the bankers that are corporations, and they might as well be making any kind of widget, except they call it money, print it pretty much for nothing and then loan it out at interest. What a gig. So the public debt, here again, that is correct. Because no matter what the government does, and no matter what the bankers do, and no matter how much debt they drive you into the black hellhole, the IOU is tacked on your chest. That's your debt, and you've got to pay it. Public. Whether you benefited from it, whether you made a buck off of it, doesn't matter. We're just going to do, the corporations are going to do whatever the hell they want to do, and, well, you pick up the tab. Sorry, but that's the way government runs. The tax rates needed to bring down public debt to pre-crisis levels, moreover, are sizable. Reducing debt ratios to end 2007 levels would require a tax rate of about 10% on households with positive net wealth. That's after all the debt. Positive net wealth. So what they're talking about is anything laying on your kitchen table that could even be considered an asset, 10% of it is theirs. Forget the fact that you derive no benefit. You know, you got no stake in the corporations. You got no ownership of anything. You don't own one share of squat. They're going to come in and take 10% of your whatever. Now, note three takeaways. First, the IMF economists know there are not enough rich people to fund today's government, even if 100% of the assets of the 1% were expropriated. That means that all households with positive net wealth, everyone with retirement savings or home equity, would have their assets plundered under the IMF formulation. Starting to get your attention now? Well, this just isn't for Europe. It's all these countries that have this massive amount of debt. Now, let's see. How did they get there? Oh, that's a show for another time. Let's just say it's there, and it's real, and it's a threat to this economy and the world's economy. A little thing. Second, such a repudiation of private property will not pay off Western governments' debt or fund budgets going forward. It will merely restore debt sustainability, allowing free-spending sovereigns to keep tapping the bond markets until the next crisis comes along, for which stronger measures will be required, of course. But don't worry, we'll increase your choco rations 7.5 grams. And if you're a really good boy, Ingsoc crowd out there, we might give you a sharp razor blade. Be part of the movement. Don't cut yourself. Don't kill yourself with that razor blade. Don't slit your wrist. Just shave, be presentable, and slave for your corporate masters. Sounds like a new fall show, doesn't it, on ABC? Yeah. Now, if ever there was a roadmap for prompting massive capital flight and immigration of productive citizens toward capitalism's nascent frontiers in Asia, this is it. Third, should politicians fail to muster the courage to engage in this kind of wholesale robbery, the only alternative scenario the IMF posits is public debt repudiation and hyperinflation. More on this. This is important stuff, folks. They're starting to panic. Dracula is showing his fangs. He wants to suck your blood. Blah.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You're about to discover an amazing new program, which not only makes buying gold affordable, but offers an exciting way to look at gold from a whole new angle. Introducing Karat Bars International. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a gold veteran, Karat Bars International is attracting even the most discriminating buyers. What's causing all the excitement? The Karat Bar. About the size of a credit card, these beautifully designed cards contain a small denomination of pure 24-karat gold bullion framed inside. People love Karat Bars. They're affordable, a whole lot of fun to show off, and most importantly, Karat Bars are real currency in denomination sizes you can actually use. For example, can you imagine trying to pay for a bag of groceries with an ounce of gold? It's just not realistic. That's why Karat Bars makes perfect sense. A gram of gold is far more manageable. Ready for your Karat Bars? No problem. Simply create a free account and have them delivered. And while you're at it, you may also want to consider their exclusive gold savings plan. Easy to use and simple to understand, this revolutionary new feature was created to help you acquire more gold each month through small monthly purchases. However, it's important to realize that you're not actually purchasing gold. Rather, you are simply exchanging your paper money for a superior currency, something far more stable. Karat Bars are accepted and recognized as currency all over the world. This creates enormous potential for you. You see, whenever a Karat Bar is purchased, commissions are paid. For every custom card purchased, commissions are paid. Each and every month, when gold is purchased through their very popular gold savings plan, commissions are paid. These commissions flow not just to the person who directly referred them, but paid generously through multiple generations. They even offer company-wide bonus pools, allowing you to share in the profits of the entire company. And as the demand for Karat Bars grows, so does your opportunity. So let me ask you this. How much money do you want to make? Whatever your goals are, our state-of-the-art marketing system was custom designed to help explode your Karat Bar enterprise. The news about Karat Bars is spreading fast, so the time to act is right now. Opening your account takes just a few moments. It's free, simple, and once it's created, you've literally got the world at your fingertips.
For more information about Karat Bars and how to acquire Karat Bars gold 1 gram at a time, look for the banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out.
By the way, I was right about Pat in Arkansas. Her phone was duplexing. She couldn't hear me at all. Well, wait a minute. Do politicians' ears do the same thing? Do they duplex so they don't hear your questions and they deflect? I must ponder this. The IMF justifies its tax increases by highlighting trends in income inequality, along with a claimed decline in the progressivity of most income tax regimes, using perceived equity, otherwise known as envy, as a key metric motivating tax policy. The report intentionally conflates tax rates with tax revenues, lamenting a decline in top marginal income tax rates paid by the highest earners. Never mind that these high earners have been forking over more money, a higher percentage of their gross income, and a larger share of aggregate national tax revenue in recent years. It also ignores the Laffer curve effect that is clearly visible in the data. And if you don't know who Art Laffer is, I saw him down here in Austin, and my friend from the NFIB and I, halfway through Mr. Laffer's speech, we got up and walked out. That's how laughable it was. Now, the report's most chilling aspect is the clinical manner in which it discusses how to restrict the mobility of the rich, along with the inconvenience of factoring in their well-being. Again, to quote the report, financial wealth is mobile, and so ultimately are people. There may be a case for taxing different forms of wealth differently according to their mobility. Substantial progress likely requires enhanced international cooperation to make it harder for the very well-off to evade taxation by placing funds elsewhere. A revenue-maximizing approach to taxing the rich effectively puts a weight of zero on their well-being, contentious to say the least. What then if some weight is indeed attached to the well-being of the richest? I just love their doublespeak. It sounds so profound. Well, anyhow, this is where the bankruptcy of the modern entitlement state is taking us. Capital controls and exit restrictions so the proverbial four wolves and the lamb can vote on what's for dinner. Now, that's the only way to keep citizens worried about ending up on the menu from voting with their feet. Again, straight from this report, there is a surprisingly large amount of experience to draw on, as such levies were widely adopted in Europe after World War I. Well, Christine Lagarde, I wonder how bad the French want you. $500 million come up missing, and you're over here asking for $750 billion? Who got paid off? That's my question. Who got paid off? Supposedly, somebody got $500 million, over $500 million. But I think they neglected to mention the name or why the payment was made. But there you have it, Christine Lagarde. 800-313-9443. Is everybody sleepy today? Is everybody burned out? By the way, if you're down in Maui, hey, hooray for you. If you're in Colorado or Oregon, nice try, kids. What am I talking about? Well, they had some stuff on the ballot there to ban GMO crop cultivation. And as you can pretty much guess, the powers that be that like this genetically modified crap are throwing money at the Hawaiians right and left. Maui County, Hawaii approved a temporary ban on GMO crop cultivation, but efforts to label genetically modified foods at the polls in Colorado and Oregon failed. Millions of dollars were spent backing and opposing the measures, as has always been the case. When these people that are making all this money off of these genetically modified things that enough studies have been done to show that it causes cancer, tumors, and a whole host of ailments. When Europe and a lot of the Asian countries, China included, and there's a whole lot of people over there, they won't take genetically modified anything into their country. But here in this country, the mighty buck bangs big, and they win. Squeaking by with just over 1,000 votes, Maui County voters approved a temporary ban on GMO crop cultivation. Yeah, I'll get this out. GMO crop cultivation. In a 50-48% vote, the state has become a battleground between biotech firms and food activists. It was the country's first ever ballot initiative against global agriculture companies like Monsanto and Dow AgroSciences, who spent $8 million trying to defeat the measure. Ashley Lucan from the Hawaiian chapter of Center for Food Safety said to the Honolulu Civil Beat, "I think that this is a really strong message to the entire agrochemical industry in the state of Hawaii that we are no longer going to sit idly by and watch them expand their operations without the kinds of regulations that ensure the health and safety of people across Hawaii. The temporary moratorium will remain in place until the country analyzes the impact of GMOs on public health and the environment. The consequences of the measure is that farming by Monsanto and Dow and AgroSciences, who both operate in Hawaii, will cease. Now, of course, both companies said they would legally challenge the moratorium. And according to Monsanto, and you just thought they were carpet people, "We believe this referendum is invalid and contrary to a long-established state and federal laws that support both the safety and lawful testing and planting of GMO plants." And they go on to say, "If effective, the referendum will have a significant negative consequences for the local economy." I'm sorry, folks. We just had strange noises coming from another room that distracted me. What was that, Dan? Manny burping. Where is Manny in the building? Two rooms away? Go apologize to the neighbors for the strange noises, please. "If effective, the referendum will have a significant negative consequence for the local economy." Funny, before GMO got there, they still planted stuff, and they still grew stuff, and they still made money. "Hawaii agriculture and our business on the island. We are committed to ongoing dialogue as we take steps to ask the court to declare that this initiative is legally flawed and cannot be enforced." Meanwhile, Dow AgroSciences wrote, "We believe that the ban would be illegal, and we intend to protect our legal rights." Protect our legal rights. You know, isn't this kind of like the guy that breaks in your house and you shoot him and he turns around and sues you because you caused bodily harm? Forget the fact that he shouldn't have been in your house. You didn't invite him in. You didn't ask him in. He's there to do great bodily harm or steal from you. You injure him. Don't kill him, mind you, because dead people can't file lawsuits. But you injure him and he turns around and sues you because you hurt him. "So we believe the ban would be illegal and we intend to protect our legal rights." What about the health of us? Screw your legal rights. What legal right are you talking about? The right to poison? The right to maim? I mean, how many body parts have to fall off of us due to cancer and tumors and all kinds of other health-related issues that have been targeted to GMOs? What about my right to ingest clean food that's not going to kill me? What about that right? But of course, you know damn right well this is going to go in front of judges that, well, you know, don't you just think in the back of your mind that maybe one of these judges will come out with the right ruling? Maybe. You know, there's always that chance, isn't there? Isn't that what we think? Well, there's always a chance that a judge will rule in favor of the people and against the corporations. Maybe this time? Not so far. Got Mr. Herzog here? I didn't look at my screen. My apologies. I'll take him right after this break.
Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven needs.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Yes, now I get it. Okay, I'm out running around in the car yesterday. I get an hour and a half's notice and a telephone call saying, take my show, I've got something important to do. And I said, well, I don't have a show. And you say, don't worry, I've got an article up on RBN, it'll take you the whole 2 hours. So I get home about, 5 minutes before show time, and guess what? It would take me 3 days to decipher it. That's why we need you on the air, John, because you deciphered it, all right? Thank you so much. Because okay. I was looking at these words in this article, and I'm going, what?
Well, it's the Orwellian doublespeak.
I know.
It's when they're telling the truth and people don't understand the words and what they really mean.
I know. I know, and you gave me 5 minutes to decipher it, so I had to turn it around and wing it.
I didn't know when I called you an hour and a half before the show that you weren't going to get home until 5 minutes before airtime.
Oh, I had a bunch of stuff I had to do. It's okay. You know, I had a couple of compliments by email that I did okay, but I was looking at this going, what? I'm supposed to do what? And then Carol in Idaho sends me another article, you know, which kind of segued into it to a degree, so I kind of focused on that article. Now I'm getting emails from people wanting that article that I don't have because Carol's got it, and something's wrong with Carol's phone, so I don't know.
Okay.
But at any rate, I just wanted to throw that in there so I didn't just totally look stupid in front of your audience. And speaking of your audience, I want to give accolades out there because I've spoken to many of them, and I have to tell you, this is a great family, John. And just so you know, I have to share this with you, is that, remember a couple of months ago when you got that marriage proposal over the air?
Yeah.
Well, I've one-upped you. I've got two of them now.
Oh, well, hallelujah.
So anyway, that's all I got. I just wanted to report on
that. Hey, you can move to Utah and marry both of them.
That's right.
And become a Mormon. Whatever.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I got. I just wanted to go ahead and tell you that, okay?
Well, you could have said no.
Well, now, I'm not a bigamist, and I don't kiss and tell.
No. I was saying no about doing the show.
Oh, no, I would never do that. I always got your back there.
Well,
you know?
I appreciate that.
But, you know, things are going really well behind the scenes. And again, I really do mean that when I say you got some great listeners out there, and I love talking to them, you know. So that said, I'm working diligently behind the scenes here. Things are looking good. And after that article, you know, I'll throw this out here. You know, people should take a real, real close look at that article, read it word for word on the site, and then maybe take another look at Carrot Bars, because that may just be the savior, John.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. The one attractive thing about Carrot Bars is whatever money, gold you have in your account that you can use their MasterCard. Yeah, it's a piece of plastic, but it reflects your account tied to an account with gold and silver money in it. And, well, it doesn't go through any banks, and it doesn't go through the IRS.
That's true. Now, they do say, though, I will add this up there, it's up to the individual. I'm not telling you, and John's not telling you to pay or not to pay income tax. However, they do not report a 1099 on it. So, that being said, I'll leave the rest up to the individual. Okay? Thank you so much for allowing me to step in here and save face with your audience.
I didn't get, generally, if somebody hosts a program, and this has happened in the past, that generally I'll get an email or two going, you know, it was pretty good, but what did he mean, or what did she mean by saying that, or whatever. But no, I heard nothing negative.
Well, that's probably because they'll allow me at least a mulligan. I don't know.
Well, look, you know, if I were to sit here and tell you, Mr. Herzog, that I never made a mistake on air in 21 years of broadcasting, what would you say to me?
I would say I'd have to go back and listen to every archive, and I don't have time.
Tens of thousands of hours, yeah.
Yeah,
so
right.
Good luck with that one. All right.
Hey, anyway, yeah.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I appreciate the fact you let me come on here and, like I said, save face. So there you go. Okay. Hey, have a good day. I'm still working behind the scenes, though. I got a date tonight, by the way. Yay. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. He's got a date tonight. Okay. Okay. Should I send flowers or my condolences? Okay. You know, I'm still looking for articles that's giving me the breakdowns of the Democrats and the Republicans. Can't find a damn thing. You know, is this one of these things that happened in history that didn't really happen because people don't know about it, and if they don't know about it, it never happened? Knowing the unknowns, and we know some of the unknowns that we know, that we don't know. And folks, you know, the funny thing about this is all by design. You know, to have a republic, it requires due diligence of the governed. So when you reach a point, well, that doesn't make a damn bit of difference who you vote in. Now, if you ask a question of somebody, would you like a Republican in public office, or would you like a communist? Well, how do you think they're going to respond? Well, I guess the lesser of two evils, I'll take the Republican. Hooray! That's positive. It's better than a communist, isn't it? Well. And of course, I always get emailed Stephen Lundman's stories on U.S. electoral postmortems. But even in his article, there are no numbers. Nothing. I guess he couldn't find anything either. How does a writer write about something that you can't write about? There are knowns and then there are unknowns. Yeah, I mean, seriously. Has anybody, please tell me, just call into the network if you don't want to get on air. Tell me that you've seen a list. Tell me that you've seen a list voting out incumbents and the new wannabe crooks taking over. It's got to be posted someplace, I would think. You know, where does one go to get mass mind screwed? I was watching Fox News the Tuesday night, and of course they were doing their exit polls that everybody agreed was a bad idea to do. You're projecting who's going to win by exit polls. Well, why don't you just wait for the ballots to be cast, and then switched, and then do the counting, and then tell me. How bad are politics? People have suggested in the past we do direct democracy, at least when it comes to voting. You know, forget the electoral colleges, forget all that stuff. We just fall out and pull the one-armed bandits, and we pick our people. As Uncle Joe Stalin was fond of saying, it's not how you vote. What matters is who counts the vote. And I'm waiting, and I haven't seen any. I'm waiting for the stories that are claiming voter fraud. I haven't even seen those stories yet. It's like Tuesday didn't happen. It was something that fell between Monday and Wednesday as an inconvenience to people. Well, I pay taxes and I vote. I'm a good American. Really? And what Marxist-run school did you go to? And what prof got a hold of you when you went through college? Man, y'all are sucking down those monster energy drinks like they're going out of style. I see these things in the trash cans all over the place. I'm seeing 12 packs of these things in the refrigerator. What the hell do you guys do during the day that you got to suck energy drinks down? What do you do at night? Don't you guys sleep? Hey, I'm here doing a show and I got 2 hours and 45 minutes of sleep last night. And it shows. Shut up. At any rate. Nobody knows the... Thank you, Mr. Herzog, for calling in. Good luck on your date tonight. We got to get Hertzy married. Tie him down and make him miserable. I want to thank you all for being here today. We'll be back tomorrow with the Friday edition of the National Intel Report. And I promise you, I won't be propped up by caffeine and 5-hour energy drinks. Today it was the extra strength. Grape. Nomenclature, one each. We'll see you tomorrow.